At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Jennifer, can I make a bold statement to you for a second?
100%.
There are no quotable movies anymore.
No, there.
When you think about movies that we quote all the time, I can't think of a single one that was made after like 2005. I mean, you think back like the 90s, you got like the Terminators, like Hasta la Vista Baby, right? Or Die Hard, Yippee-ki-yay,
yeah.
You know, or like any Jim Carrey movie or Will Ferrell movie. We used to quote those movies all the time. And I feel like
all the time.
There isn't a single movie that I could think of that was made even in the last, I don't know, 10 years, that is a quotable movie. Can you think of any?
No, absolutely not. And it's so funny you say that because I just watched The Goonies with my daughter. She's 11. Hey, you guys. And Goonies never say die.
There's so many. And now I feel like they don't make movies that are quotable. Maybe like Barbie movie might have something in there that I could, might be the last.
Could be, but yeah, they don't have that rewatchability.
Yes.
It's like you watch it once and it was like, all right, well, was it good? Was it bad? And like, that's it.
Yes. They're not, and for me, the biggest part is they're not quotable. There's not those quotes that stand out like we did with the Dumb and Dumbers. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. Or even Forrest Gump.
Right. Run, Forrest Gump.
There's so many in that movie. What? I can't think of a single movie in the past, even 20 years, I'll say, that is quotable.
Yes, no, I would have to agree with you 100%. Dirty Dancing, all these, you know.
Nobody puts Baby in the Corner. Great examples.
Exactly. We're going back like Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
Dirty Dance. We're pulling out all the oldies but goodies.
You're pulling
here out
John Candy movies.
Yes.
Am I crazy here or are there no quotable movies over the past even 15 to 20 years? I'd love for you to, if you could think of a movie that is a quotable movie, a quote that is so common, when you say it, everybody knows what movie it's from, in the past 15 years. 312-946-4995. I looked up a list of the most quotable movies, and not a single one was made after 2005. That's 20 years. Do you got one for us?
So every day at work, because I teach a bunch of high schoolers, they always complain about their day. So I always quote, it's either The Hangover 2 or Hangover 3 with Ken Jeong's character, where he's like, but did you die?
That's true. What year did the Hangover came out in what year? Let's see. In like 2009.
The original one was 2009, but then
all right. So there's a line. But I would have never, if you say that, I would have never been like, oh yeah, Hangover 3, right? It's just kind of but did you die? It's kind of a generic quote that could be attributed to a lot of things, right?
That's true.
Hector, real quick, what do you think? Is there a quotable movie of the past like 10, 15 years?
There's a movie called Two Guns with Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington. And
okay.
The quote was, I know a guy, Bobby.
Yeah, no, nobody
know
would know that, though. If you just said that, I didn't know that. I've never seen that movie. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's not a...
Because everybody's...
But because if you say something,
hey, can you get me this? I know a guy.
Yeah, I would never attribute that to that movie. Because if you say something like Santa, I know him. Like, everybody knows that's Elf. You know? See the difference? I think there's a big difference there, but thank you. All right, Amy, what do you think? You think is there a movie that is quotable that you say a quote, everybody knows what movie it's from?
Well, I think just pretty much anything lately with Adam Sandler, you know, a lot of those movies, Grown Ups, Waterboy, you know.
Yeah, those are all old movies. Those are all, that like, Waterboy is in the 90s. It's like 98 or something
like
that.
What about like Grown Ups?
Grown Ups is 2010, so that's still 15 years ago.
So I guess you're right. I wasn't doing the math.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh my God, what happened to all movies? Thank you.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. But yeah, I guess I'm aging myself a little bit.
Yeah, no, you're not aging yourself, because then I'm aging myself and we're not going down that road. But that's my point, that there movies nowadays are not quotable, and there hasn't been one in at least 15 years. Somebody even on text here, you could text if you think of one too, the 312-946-4995 said Talladega Nights, Shake and Bake. That was 2006. That was 19 years ago. I know it goes fast, but what happened to quotable movies? You could text or hit me on Instagram too, The Scotty K Show.
Russell Dickerson. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.